to take the hostages out. And she wanted to stay there. She didn't want to leave. So Shimon, kofatz v'nishba, he promised that he's going to marry her. And Shaul ben Aknanis is a child of this marriage. So the Mizrahi asks Akashi on Rashi that Shimon, we know the halacha is Achoisa is Asuro. How did Shimon marry even Achoisa by Ben Doyach? He's also Ave. How did Shimon marry his sister? So the emes is in the Sugi in Sanhedrin, there is a machloikis about it. Moin in Sanhedrin left on Ches says, there's a machloikis if the Issa Achoisa by Ben Doyach is only legabe Achoisa minoim or also minoav. So the Mizrahi wants to say, if we say, according to the Manda Omer, it's a blazon Rav Akiva, where the Issa Achoisa is relevant only if it's Achoisa Minoyim, because there is no kurve ba Benoyach ba Achoisa Mi'av. Av is not a kurve, only Mi'aim. So the Mizrahi says that we could really say about the Shvotim, Rashi brings a medrash that the Shvotim were all born with the Ta'oma, with the twin, and they married their sister. So the same kasha applies there. How did they marry the sister? So there, we could say that each shevet marry a different twin from a different mother. Then it's a choyse minoav, and it's not a choyse minoim. Then it's fine. But benoyach is muta a choyse minoav ve'ine minoim. But in this case, Shimon that married Dino, it's a choyse meyoav u'meyoim. Then what's the heter to marry sister even with such story with the shvur? It's also even for a Benoyach to marry his sister. So the Mizrahi says that this medrash in Parshas Vayishlach Ravuna is going according to the Rav Akiva in the Sugi in Sanhedrin, which says Achoisoi ba Benoyach is muter, both Achoisoi Minoav and Achoisoi Minoim, because Achoisoi is not really a Misa Shebezdin Hoyogin Oleo, it's only Chai Vekoris. And Averish ba Benoyach, which Bezdin Eim Misna Oleo, Benoyach is muter, although it's Chayav Kores, the Chayav Kores is only by Yisrael, not by Agoy. So Shimon married Dino because by Benoyach there's no Yisrael Achoyse. But the Maharal in Golaya, it brings the Mizrahi, it brings the same Kasha, but it carries on afterwards. Even though if we're going to say that by Benoyach there's no Yisrael for Achoyse, but we all know that the Shvatim and the Ovois, Kimo is a Teira Kulo, even before Matan Teira. So even if we say that Benoyach, there's no Yisrael Achoisoi, but as Shvatim, as Shiftei Kor, as Bechirim, that they were Mekayim the Torah, and the Torah is gonna be Oiserit afterwards, then what was the Heter, and what was the Heter also Gabi Amram Noso Doidosoi, and Yaakov Noso Shtei Achiois, and Yehuda with Kalosoi? It's all question which the Rishonim Purosh Hazrochim has long arichas about it. The Maharal is asking, how does it work with the Rayas, Legabi the Ovis? The Maharal brings, and I'm going to read it maybe, just to use the Maharal's Loshen. V'yesh meforshim, ki shayne koido matan teiro, melach matan teiro. It's different. Ki chola Ovis, hoyu mekayim mesatere kulo. The Ovis were mekayim mesatere kulo. Ach tzrichim hoyu lekabel aleyem mesatere kegeirim shenizgayu. So the Maharal says a big chiddush that the ovos that were mekayim as a Torah kula before Matan Torah, it wasn't as a einu mitzuvah v'oise. We now understand always the Rav Yosef, the Gemara says Rav Yosef was blind and he was happy to be mekayim as a Torah as a einu mitzuvah v'oise. The ovos, the system of the leinyan dem that were mekayim as a Torah wasn't as einu mitzuvah v'oise. It was a proper system of gerus. In the obvious legoidel ma'alosam, because they were b'chirei ko, they had in them, it's mishas the later, they were considered as nizgar. They had all the dinim from geirus. L'chkach hoyu kekoton shen noildu. Pirush lachmir, so bevad le'inyan kabbalas teru, lo yishach bohem inyan achve. So it comes out something very, very interesting. The obvious could be mekayim as kol ha'teru kulo. But it applies only for every other mitzvah besides for Arayis. Because Arayis, we know the klal, if it goes with Geirus, Geirushin is Gaia Kekot Shano Yiladomi, so it's a new lady, he's reborn again, and he's no Kroivim. If he's no Kroivim, then he's Mutu B'Kola, it's we reset everything he had till now, and now he's born again. Maral says that it's Gerish and Nisgar Kekotosh and Oiladomye, and the others, their system went with a system of Gerus, and Gerish and Nisgar Kekotosh and Oiladomye. So they can have the kium from the Torah, Legabe Parshas Arayas and She'erus and Kuvah and all these kind of things, because they simply don't have the Kuvah. They are all Gerim. The other is Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yakov. Since they were born, I guess, everything goes together. They're later, because there was no Maimah that they were Mekabel Satoiro, I guess, over is in the later, because of their Maimah, and they have and the Shvatim, definitely, they were born into it, and they were born into the system of Gerus, and there's no, so he wants to answer with it. Is Yaakov Nosso Shtei Achoyos? It's very simple. They weren't Shtei Achoyos. They were Geirim, Kotnu Shanoi Ladomi, Yaakov Nosso Doidosoi, Amrim Nosso Doidosoi, She's not Doidosoi. It's all Kotnu Shanoi Ladomi. But Yehudo, Oyom Eyavim Eskalosoi, because it's not a Kalosoi. He mentions, he adds a little, Avokuvo Mitzadat Zemloin Nizbatlo, he probably wants to answer that although we say it's Kekot Shanoi Ladome, there was something, the physical Kurva didn't want Mizbatlo, because we're all based on Yerusha. All our Aftoches is from the Yerusha, and if it's Kekot Shanoi Ladome, so it must be that although we say Kekot Shanoi Ladome, but there is still a continuation, a physical continuation from the Aftoches from the Ovis, that we're still considered, with the system Kekot Shanoi Ladome, we're still Eineklach from the Ovis. And the Maral carries on that.
The Amram, doesn't it say that he took your chevet doidosoi?
Yeah, the Maral, it's doidosoi.
It's
so
not doidosoi, saying it's cotton shenoyla.
That's the teretz. The Maral answers that the reason why Amram was allowed to take doidosoi is because if it's all gerus and it's cotton shenoyla, so there's basically no kuvah. Yaakov no shtei achoyos. There's no. It's not shtei achoyos. Everybody goes through the system of Kekot Shnoi Ladomi, and therefore nobody is anymore related, and there's no Koivin. That's a big Chiddush. The Maral carries on that in Matan Torah, the Maral says there's Eba Zoi in Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael went through and they were Mekabel HaTorah. Then it comes out that there's no Parsha for Marayas after Matan Torah. If the system of Matan Torah is Gerus, then there's no Koivin at all. So the Doira Midbo didn't have any parshas for Marais. They didn't have a choy. So if Gerus makes it, if Kabbalah's oil Torah makes it Gerus and Kekot Shanoi Ladomir, then there's no koivus and there's no Arayas. The Maral says that it's different when a person is Mekabel Mitzad Atzmoy, when he does the Gerus Mitzad Atzmoy, Gerus and Nisgaya, that's when he gets the mile from Gerus and Nisgaya Kekot Shanoi Ladomir. The I heard from a Moshe Shapiro once, he said Pshat in the Maral that the reborn, the Bria Mechodosh, the new Bria is only applies for somebody that is really Mekayim, is Mekabel himself with no Adem Oiro, no trigger that makes it. A person is Mekabel, that he wants to be Tachas Kamfei Ashkino, is considered it's a new Leder. It's a new, he gets reborn again. But Matan Torah, there was Kofa Le'ema Kegig, it was a collective Kabbalah Satorah, this is impossible to say. This was a din, Kofal Emaka Gigis. There was no the element of getting the Maila from Mischachus and being a Brir Chadosho didn't apply a Matan Torah, which this is different. The Chasam Sofer in Avodah Zarah, he says, Me'oidi Tomati, he's trying to find a Mekor to a source in the Torah to have this Musik from Geish and his guy Kekotosh and Noiladomi. Where does it come from? Chasam Sofer doesn't have a Mekor. The Meshech Chochma, I think, as far as I know, it's the only time the Meshech Chochma brings the Chasam Sofer, it brings in Parshas Ras Chanon. He says that when Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Shuvu Lochem Lo'Aleichem after Matan Torah, that the Yidden are allowed to go back to their home, to their families. Meshech Chochma says that before Matan Torah, they didn't have any Parshas Arayas, so they're definitely sure that there were people who were married to Koivim and to Arayas, so how can Moshe Rabbeinu just say, clear, Shuvu Lochem Aleichem, everybody is mutter to come, to go back to his family? The Meshech Chochma says that this is the Mekor from Gerus and Nisgar Kekot Shanoi Ladomir, that since Matan Torah is Kabbalah's Geirus and Gershon is Gaike Kodesh Neulodom, then there's no Kroivus anymore. So this doesn't stim with the Maharal. The Maharal is Mechalek, that the Matan Torah wasn't the Maile from Gershon is Gaike Kodesh Neulodom. Unlikely, like, and the din from Gershon is Gaike Kodesh Neulodom only applies by individual who has a Kabbalah's Geirus, not Klal Yisroel and Matan Torah, and the Meshech Chochma says the opposite, that this is the Mekor from Gershon Hizgah. Okay. But the bottom line is that the Maharal says that the solution to the problem of Shimon that married his sister, which is Achoisoy, Meyo Av or Meyo Eim, is with Geirus. And they're not related anymore, and Gershon Hizgah Kekot Shonoy Lodom. If the Teretz from the Maharal is Teretz from the Maharal is Tzorich Yun. Because when we understand Gershon is Gaike Kodesh Shonoy Lodomi, it's a new creation, it's a new Briyah Chadosho. So let's imagine somebody that is 25 years old, he has a whole family, and he's deciding to Lachso Yistachas Kanfe Ashkino, and is becoming a Yid. So we understand he had parents, he had sisters, he has brothers, he had even kids. And Kekot Shonoy Lodomi, it's a new person, he had a new birthday, and it's a new Briyah. But everything from now on is a new Briyah, but everything from now on, he has Kroivim, and if he has new brothers, new sisters in the system, that is a regular Yisrael, and he has She'erus, and he has Kroivim, and everything is fine. So if we understand this way, then by the Ovis and the Shvatim, the Maharal said that they had a system of Geirus, but they had the system in a very early stage. Their life is post-Geirus. Everything starts post-Geirus because when they were born into the Geirus, and from now on, they are poshut to the regular Israel. So if Reuven, since he is born, although he's not a Israel because the Israel didn't exist then from later, but from his later, he got a mile from Geirus and he's considered Israel with the later. His life is a post-Geirus life. Now, when Shimon is born, Shimon is a korev. For Reuven, for Klapi Reuven, Shimon is a korev, because Reuven is a regular Israel now, and he has a brother. So, what's the Maharal is still not going to help us, even if we say the Gershon is Gaike Kodesh Shonoy Lodomi, and the Shvatim are all Geirim. Reuven is born, Shimon is born, Shimon is brother of Reuven, because Reuven is Israel from the very early stage, and Shimon is also. So still, again, Dino, in this system, Dino is a sister of Shimon. Dino was born way after. She's a sister of Shimon. So even if you understand Gershon is Gaike Kodesh Shonoy Lodomi, but it's not a regular Gershon is Gaike Kodesh Shonoy Lodomi that he cuts relation with his family. Here, they're all born into it. There's no moment that they are Goyim, they had Mishpoche, and Mizgaya, and Gershon Shonoy Lodomi. They were born into it. So it's exactly like a Yisrael. It's exactly like a regular Israel baby that is born into the system and he has Kroivim. By them it comes together. It's Gita Vyodaboyim Kachas. The Geirus and the Israel and the Leda are coming together. Now their life is post Geirus and it should be, they should have, what did the Maharal gain with saying this Teretz that the Ovis had a Din Geirim and Gershon is Gaike Kodesh Shonoy Lodomi? I think it's tomua. It's tzorich yun. Now I want to go into the Gershon is Gaike Kodesh Shonoy Lodomi. What the meaning of it? We usually understand Gershon is Gaike Kodesh Shonoy Lodomi that it's a leider. It's a leider. It's a new identity and it's a new life. It's a new birthday. The Gemara in Yevamos says that the geir, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chavei says that a geir, once he's misgayer, is also bekoivin. A geir was misgayer together with his sister, although, and they were both halachadik, they're not related anymore. Any other arayas which are misgayer together, he's allowed to marry them. The Gemara says this is a geir. The Rabbonon is not allowed to marry, and it's not a geir because it's mechze. It looks like the Gemara says the Gemara is using a different terminology. The Gemara says, "Shelo yoimru bonu mikdusho chamura lekdusho kala." That the geir shouldn't, it shouldn't be like bonu mikdusho chamura lekdusho kala, that the goy is also be'achoisoy. And now, when he's misgayer, it's a downgrading. It's muto be'achoisoy. So it's not a mechze, it's not something that it looks like. It's just, shelo yoimru bonu mikdusho chamura lekdusho kala. And if we understand the Gershon is Gaia, Kikot Shnoi Ladome, that is definitely is completely a new Briya, then what kind of a Shaloyom Bonim Kedusha Chamur Kedusha Kalo? Before he was a brother, now he's not a brother. It's not Kedusha Chamur Kedusha Kalo. Kedusha Chamur Kedusha Kalo means that till now he had a Chumra, he wasn't allowed to marry this specific sister, and now since he's Misgaia, it's fine, we tell him, fine, you're allowed to marry a sister. This is Kedusha Chamur Kedusha Kalo, this is a Chumra. So if we understand the Gershon is Gaki Kot Shnei Ladome, that it's a new Briya, then it's not Kedusha Chamur Kedusha Kalo. He was yesterday a brother, and she was a sister, and now it's not a brother sister. We could maybe say it doesn't look good, so that's a different, that's Mechze. That's a different type of, in Gzeres, there's few type of Gzeres. There's a Gzere for Mechze, and Mechze is Kol Mashon Su Chachomim, also Afilu Bechad Echadorim, this is Magis Ayin. But this is not a gzera, definitely not a gzera for Magasayin. This is Shaloyoim Rubono Mikdusha Chamura, Likdusha Kalo, that he had a Kdusha Chamura before when he was a goy, he had Kdusha Chamura, and now he has Kdusha Kalo. This is different type. So the Gemara needs a bio. From the Gemara, it looks like a new Avone understanding in Gershon is Gaki Gotosh and Oiladome. Gershon is Gaki Kotosh and Oiladome is not a pshat that he has, he's a new Briya and he has new identity and he's not related anymore. That's not a pshat. The pshat is the Pasha from Arayas, the Inyan from Kurva, She'erus, the Torah considered somebody related to his brother, to his sister, is a din. Is a din, he has schus, he has choivo, it's certain things he makes a chumra, certain things it's better. Yerusha, from the other end, it's a isur. Legabe arayas and kurve sheirus, but it's a din which is given to Yisrael. Yisrael has achoisoy. His achoisoy is considered achoisoy, but achoisoy is not just the title achoisoy, the name achoisoy. It's the kurve, the relation that the Torah puts it a person amongst his family. And therefore, and the Isurim from She'erus is Medina Yisrael. A goy doesn't have it. By a benoyach, although they are brothers and sisters, but they don't have this kind of She'erus. They don't have the Dinei HaToyro from She'erus. They have as a benoyach, they have also, Lemando Oma, the benoyach is also be'achoysoy. It's not pshat that he has the same She'erus from Yisrael. He has a she'erus from a benoyach, which the Torah asks specifically his sister. But you have to understand that the she'erus and the parsha from Koivim in the Torah is a din which is given to Yisrael. It's a parsha in the Torah which is given to Yisrael. Remember that the pshat from Gershon is Gaia kekotah shenoy ladomim. It's not the understanding from Gershon is Gaia that it's a new creation. It just is moving from one system to the other. When he was a benoyach, he had a kurve from a benoyach, which is also be'achoy. So now when he goes to Kedushas Yisrael, and he gets the dinim from the Torah from Kurva, he can't use the fact that he was a brother and a sister before. It's not going to work now when he has new dinim from Yisrael. And since he wasn't noilad, he wasn't born into it al pi Torah, then it's not considered ochiv and achoyso min haTorah. It's just two parallel systems, and they're not connected to each other. So we can't use the fact that he was achoyso before the Gerus, and now so. So it's just using Kekotn Shanoiladom, is just using the terminology of Kekotn Shanoilad, but even in Aloha it's not considered a Kotn Shanoiladom. And now we understand the Gemara in Yevamos, when the Gemara says, as Geir is also Be'achoisoi, Shaloyomu Mikdusha Chamura, Bonu Mikdusha Chamura, Likdusha Kala, because it's not a new thing. It's just two systems, and this is, and therefore it could sound like that he was a goy, he was also be'achoysoy, this is Kedusha Chamura, and now when he's a yid, he's mutter be'achoysoy, so this is Kedusha Kalo, because it's two systems. This is a system from Israel, which allows him to marry a sister from being a sister by Benoyach, and Benoyach is also, so now we understand, this is already Kedusha Chamura, Kedusha Kalo, and therefore Chachamim made a gzeira that the geir is also be'achoysoy, that he was also with the dinim and the system of Benoyach, Now, when he's a Yisrael, he's also. So, with that, we could answer the Maharal. The Maharal said, he wanted to have the obvious for Mekayimus HaTorah Kulo with the his Gersh and his Gai Kekotosh Noilodomim. And the question was that if we say Kotosh Noilodomim, but they were born into it. So, for the future, since the later, everything is already post Geirus, and Shimon, for example, should be also by Dino, because Dino was born after Shimon was already Yisrael. But if you understand that there are two systems, and the Yisrael is one system of Koivus, and by Benoyach is a different system, so since the later, although we say that the later was a later of a Benoyach, because there's no Yisrael, the fact that they are considered a Yisrael is only because the Maile from the Ovis, Kimus HaTorah Kulo, and the Womizgaya, so it applies also for the future. It's going to apply also for the future because it's not a natural Yisrael. It's a Yisrael through Geirus. And if the Din Yisrael is through Geirus, then again, so we're coming to the same system that we can use the fact that he was born to the same parents to have a Achoisoi. So that's what the Maharal says, that since the Geirus, the Ovois, Kimus HaTorah Kulo, is within the system of Geirus, and so they considered Gershon is Gaki Kotchino Iladomi, and therefore they're not related. Halachically, Shimon and Dine are not brothers and sisters, it's not a Achoisoi, and therefore they are Mutter. And the same applies for Shimon and Dino, and Yaakov Nosos Teachoyos. Again, it's Gershon is Gaki Kotchino Iladomi, and Shimon and Amum Nosos Deidose.
I mean, Shimon and Levi said, how could they deal with our sister in this way? They regard her as their sister, didn't they? When they, mm-hmm. when Yaakov said, you shouldn't do this to Shechem, and they said, but we can't let Shechem treat our sister mm-hmm. in this way. So they are regarding her as a sister.
Yeah, so that's what the Maharal said. It's definitely that it's halachically, it's considered Geirus.
Right.
But they are Yerusha, yeah. It's going to be for Yerusha. In this case, all the avtochas, then everything we have in Eretz Yisrael is promises. The Hashem promises. Nobody says that we since Yitzchok and Yaakov. So there is something which is beyond the halachic relation. That's when Shimon Malevi went to take dinner out of Shechem. It was from this just because of the achva of the physical brother and sister.
Not clear. So his point about Choseinu or me saying Doidoso, yeah, mm-hmm. you're related, but you're still Kotan Shanoilat.
Yeah.
How's that work? I haven't quite.
The achva from a brother and a sister is it's a physical thing. It's a close. But the parsha from Kurve, the parsha from Arayas and the Torah, Kurve and Cheirus, is a din. Is a din like Shabbos and like other things. So it has to apply to the rules. So it could be that although you're a brother and a sister, but in Kabbalah's Geirus, when a person is Mizgaya, I tell you, it's Geir Shen Island.
Wasn't your kasha that Shimon and Dina were not Mizgaya?
They definitely were all Mizgaya. My question was, they were born into it.
They were born from parents who were already
My question was, they were born into it. Their life is always post-Geirus. There wasn't a bar mitzvah they decided to be Mekabel Torah. The obvious, because of their Maile, they were Bchiri Hashem, they had a system from Kiyum HaTorah Kulo. Since when? Since the very early stage. They were born into it. So the question was, that if they were born into it, so what's the difference if they're regular Israel or the Gerim? It's not going to help. They were born into it. So now,
that's not how they're Gerim, Bichlal.
They are Gerim.
Right. Yaakov and Rochel.
Yaakov is a Ger.
Yaakov and Leo is a Ger and Giorius.
Yes.
Yeah, a Ger and Giorius that have children are Yisraelim. They're not Giorius. They're not Ger and Giorius.
No, but the kids are also. The kids, there's no such thing. There wasn't an Israel then. It had to be only with the system that every later brings together a Geirus. Because there's no Israel. This kids of Gerim, which are Israel, is because there is already a Din Israel. But since there's no Kabbalah Torah, there's the Matan Torah, so every person has to go through the system of Geirus. So when Yaakov and Rachel, are both Gagim, the kids are also Gagim. Even the kids are born afterwards, they're also going to be Gagim. Because? Right, he was a Yid, but he was as a Gagim.
Does the Gagim start when they're born?
Yeah.
Same time.
Has to be. Mm-hmm. Is it clear?
No. Sephon and the Gerim, but they're still related.
They're related to some
still
person,
brother and sister. They're still a brother and a sister. Shimon and Levi.
Yeah. They are brothers and sister, but not klapi the halacha.
Yeah.
Not in the halacha.
Well, but they would be.
That's what the Maharal says. The Maharal splits it. It could be a brother sister, the brother sister, but in the. In the halachic system, it's.